The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Max Benioff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's impossible to describe to you all the beautiful things that I got here in America. So I'm sending you some picture postcards. First the one that looks like a rooster holding an ice cream cone after the Statue of Liberty. And next to you got a picture of Empire State Building in New York, which is 102 stories big. Mamma mia, I would hate to live on that top of Florida. Comes a 1 o'clock day, you bang on a steam pipe, the janitor in the basement don't hear you, and you could have freeze it to death. It's a big and a beautiful building, huh, Mamma Mia? Next to you see a picture of Adela Planetarium in Chicago. On the bottom it says, come in and see the stars for 50 cents. But a wonderful thing about America, Mamma Mia, is you ain't got a 50 cents, so you can stay outside to look up in the sky, see the stars for nothing. So with all these postcards, you get an idea of America. Big, strong, beautiful. And I'm a hope for someday I'm gonna do something for America to show how much I'm a love. Well, I finish my letter later because it's a time now to go to my night school. America, I love you. You like a papa to me.
All right, class, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Hey,
yes. Mr. Schultz?
Peek-a-boo.
Why, Mr. Basco, what got into you?
Well, I'm still got the mic cold. Schultz is a home vendor with his and a can of come to school, but he's a making me promise I'm gonna peek-a-boo you when you call out his name.
Stop being silly. Class, I'll have an announcement to make later, something of civic importance, but let's first get through with our spelling lesson. Tell Mr. Basco, we know a noun is singular if it signifies one, but what do we call a noun if it represents more than one of an object? It's not singular, it's,
pluricy.
What? Mr. Basco, pleurisy is a disease.
Well, with the penicillin, who worries it?
Luigi, I bet you Schultz told you to be the class caught up in his place today. Now, didn't he?
Well, Austin, it's all in the fun.
Mr. Basco, that's not very funny. Now, Mr. Horowitz, you may tell us the rule about the plurals of words ending in F or F-E.
They change to D-E-S. Like, I have a knife, I have two knives.
That's very good. Now, we have some nouns that don't follow the regular rules. I'll try you again, Mr. Basco. What is the plural of the word child?
Twins. No.
Quadruplets? No. Quadruplets? Mr. Basco, I've never seen you acting so frivolous. Any more foolishness, and I'll send you home. Is that clear?
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Buddy. I was just trying to cheer up with the class while Schultz is sick.
Well, stop it. It's bad enough that
The plural of child is children.
Austin, please, I have a respect to keep quiet while I'm getting the ball out.
What?
I got a right to hear what the Miss Pauling is hollering at me for.
All right, Mr. Basco, I've had enough. I've never seen such behavior from you. And substituting for Mr. Schultz's silliness is the height of presumptuousness. You may leave the room.
Well, Miss Pauling, please,
Excuse me?
Well, I don't...
Miss Spaulding, may we hear that civic announcement you promised us?
Yes. You might as well listen, Mr. Basco. It may interest you. Our school is making a drive to enlist volunteers for the civil defense program. How many of you would be interested in joining?
Well, me, Miss Spaulding, I'm going to join. What am I to do?
Well, you tell people how to take care of themselves during the raid.
Oh, and who's going to tell me?
The city teaches you first, Mr. Basco.
Miss Spaulding, I'm going to show you I'm not the guy to high presumption. What he said I had to, and I'm going to join in the makeup for how bad I'm an actor, and I'm going to start the race now, Miss Spaulding.
Good.
Where am I going?
City Hall, Civil Defense Section. Do you know where the City Hall is, Mr. Basco?
I'm never going to forget the Miss Spaulding. 1 hour after I'm going to come off of the boat, the Pasquale is ahead of me in the City Hall with the Rosa and a marriage license.
I understand very well, but Mr. Flanagan is busy.
Yeah, but I'm wait half hour already. If somebody is attacking America, I'm going to join the civil offense, and then I'm going to feel it terrible because I'm a promise.
I know. You promised your school teacher.
Please, ask Mr. Hannigan.
The name is Flanagan, and you better stop acting so jittery. Mr. Hannigan...
The name is Flanagan.
Mr. Flanagan is very short-tempered.
Please, mister, look in it. Just once more. I look a little bit.
All right, I'm looking again. Well, you just call me out. Mr. Flanagan, are you ready yet? The gentleman...
All right. For heaven's sake, the man hasn't even got time to finish filing his nails. Show me.
Mr. Flanagan will see you now, Mr. Dasker.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lady, for looking in again.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Finnegan.
Finnegan?
I mean, Hannigan, Flanagan. It's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Please, I'm coming here to help out America in a case somebody is to come over to attack.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me, Mr. Basco, were you born and bred in America?
Well, I was born in Italy, but I'm eating the bread in America.
Do you have citizen papers?
I'm going to wait for 2 more years. You got your papers, Mr. Hooligan? Hooligan? Maybe I better go out and come in again, Mr. Finnegan.
The name is Flanagan. And for your information, Mr. Basco, I was born in Tallahassee.
Oh. Tallahassee?
Not Tallahassee, Tallahassee.
But what age are you coming to this country, Mr. Tallahassee?
Mr. Basco, Tallahassee is in Florida. Now, let's stop wasting time and begin filling out your civil defense volunteer application form.
All right, sir.
Your full name?
Luigi Basco.
Middle initial?
No, that's the full name.
I mean, do you have a middle initial with that name?
That's impossible, because when I'm right, I'm a squeeze of Luigi and a Basco so close together, nothing is going to fit in between.
Just say no, Mr. Basco.
No, Mr. Basco. No, Mr.
I dare you.
Flanagan.
Now, home address?
21 and Otto Hall, 30 Street.
Phone?
Andover, 972-945. And if America's ever have a attacker, please don't be bashful, Mr. Flanagan. Call me right up anytime.
I will, Mr. Basco.
Thank you, Mr. Flanagan.
The name is Flanagan. Finnegan.
Maybe you better go out and come in again.
All right, let's not mention names anymore.
No.
Now, as regards our defense, what type of work are you qualified to do?
Well, if we was attacked, I'm got a too strong a feet, and I can run around tell everybody.
That wouldn't be of much help.
Then how come Paul Revere has done it?
Paul Revere had a horse.
Oh. Then maybe you want I'm sure to buy a horse.
No! No, that won't be necessary. Right. Now, let's finish this form, shall we? Now, how much time can you devote to civil defense work?
When we get attacked, that's when I'm going to get the time.
Very smart!
Nevertheless, what hours and days of the week will you be available for defense duty?
Well, let me see now. I've got every morning my alarm clock is a ring at 6:30. I'm going to get up 8 o'clock.
Well, Oh, if you get up at 8, why don't you set the alarm for 8?
Oh, no, that's no good. Then I'm going to get up at 9:30, and that's too late.
Oh, go on.
Well, then I'm going to work until 6 o'clock. Then it's a supper till 7. Night to school is at 9. But after 9 o'clock is all right to have the attack.
I'll tell the guard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now that completes your form, Mr. Basco.
You said my name.
Yeah, you so I did.
Then I'm civil defense working, huh?
No, not yet, Mr. Basco. The chief deputy of the division has to pass first on your fitness.
Oh, and who's it is the chief of that?
Me.
are you going to pass to me, Mr.
Go on, say my name now.
Wait, don't tell me.
Don't worry, I won't.
It's Mr. Flanagan.
It's not Flanagan, it's Flanagan, Mr. Barco.
Barco, I said. Barco.
Barco.
It's a Barco.
Oh, is that so?
Mamma mia, I would have been better off if we was a two different in the paper.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll help you get more enjoyment and satisfaction out of the things you do during a busy day. From time to time, especially when the hours seem to drag, chew a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That little stick of good-tasting gum can really make a difference in how you feel. The lively, full-bodied spearmint flavor freshens your mouth and sort of gives you a lift. The pleasant chewing breaks up the monotony, helps you go along feeling more cheerful and satisfied. Try it and see for yourself. Chew a few sticks of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum every day. You'll enjoy it, and it'll make things go smoother and pleasanter for you. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
I had the worst day in my life. I was acting so bad when I got to civil defense place that even though I want to help America, they must think I'm going to start to declare the war. Anyway, I'm going to go out and I'm going to bought some civil defense handbook. And right away, I'm ahead of defending myself because of what I was busy reading. Pasquale is to come in.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What are you reading there, little banana nose? Pattern for survival. Luigi, since when you took up a dressmaking?
No, Pasquale, this is about a civil defense. It's to tell you what you should do if the atom bomb is to come.
As if I wouldn't know what to do without reading that book.
What do you do?
Like every other normal person, I would faint.
You're wrong. You're supposed to fall down in front of some big, heavy thing and let that to protect you.
You fall down in front of something heavy?
Uh-huh.
Luigi, marry my daughter, Rosa. You got a lifetime of bombing.
Maybe it's funny to you, but this book, A Pattern for Survival, could save your life if you wasn't to read.
Oh, stop. I happen to be the quicker thinking type. I would do the right thing just by using my brain.
Huh? Well, Pasquale, if you knew Adam a bomb was going to fall in 2 minutes or blow up at the whole street, what do you do?
Sell my store, quick. Luigi, stop worrying so much about bombs. What's going to happen? Is it going to happen? Be like me. I'm a fatalist.
No, not that's like you, Pasquale. And today I'm going to try to do something to help.
What are you trying to do, little cabbage pussy?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to laugh.
Oh, no, Luigi, I'm not going to laugh.
You promise me you're not going to laugh?
You got my honest word. And now what did you do?
Well, I'm went to join the civil defense to help defend America. That's not a nice thing. You promised you wasn't going to laugh.
Who's laughing? I just got a hysterical.
But, Sally, I would be the happiest fellow in Chicago if a civil defense was to accept me.
What, you mean they turn you down?
That's the right.
Well, goodbye, Greenhorn. Hello, Italy.
That's
all. You're through. You finished. I bet you right this a minute the FBI is reporting to their chief, Herbert Hoover.
Wait, what am I did it wrong?
Well, you did wrong. You acted like a stubborn maroon, that's what. How do you know only full of citizens is allowed to defend America?
Only
full? Yes. You only half a citizen. I don't think they'd even let you defend Rhode Island.
But, Scotty, what you said before about the FBI, he was only joking.
No, Luigi. You liable to have a big catastrophe. You know why? Because you're so stupid.
Stupid?
Yeah, you're stupid since you're in America. Everything you did was stupid with a capital of stoop.
That's not the truth, Pasquale.
Now, remember the time you walk in a drugstore, you ask for a toothbrush, and when the clerk said, how's about a Dr. West a toothbrush, you said, if it belongs to the doctor, how can I use it? You might as well know the worst, Luigi. In this country, you don't volunteer for nothing until you get drafted. You know what's happening? Probably right now, Truman is telephoning his ambassador in Italy to find out if you was a troublemaker there in your Boy Scout troop.
No, that's can't be true.
No, that's not all, Luigi. When you went to offer your services and made a pest of yourself, you violated the big American unwritten law, the TVA.
TVA? What's that?
Troublemaking, volunteering aliens.
Tell me quick what I should do.
Well, when they come in to question you, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Swallow a can of that choy, chow mein, and tell them you can only speak the Chinese.
Cut to the telephone.
Don't pick it up, Luigi. It sounds a mark.
No. Oh, sorry, I'm a better answer.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Pasco, this is Mr. Flanagan, civil defense.
Who?
Old flannel gown, remember?
Mama.
Hey, listen, Pasco, I've been thinking about you. I think I was a little irritable yesterday.
Now, please, Mr. Flanagan, I was a double editor.
Well, all right. Anyway, the reason I called is this. There is something you can do to help the country.
You mean I'm not going to Italy?
Oh, Basco, we don't send civil defense volunteers that far. Now, if you really want to help, here's what you can do. Go out, canvass your neighborhood, and get as many volunteers as you can for civil defense. Do you understand?
Oh, sure. Mr. Flanagan, I'm happy to, and I thank you so much.
Hey, by the way, Basco, the city is having practiced air raid drills tonight. I suppose you heard about it on the radio?
No. I'm blew out the tube last night without the gaffer.
Well, good luck with your recruiting work, Basco.
Oh, thank you so much. Help us, Scotty. They're not going to send me away. I'm going to help out by making the people to join up for with a civil defense.
That's a waste of time.
Why, Pascal?
Luigi, nobody's going to join. The people today, they don't join or nothing, believe me.
No, Scotty, I think you're wrong because I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the 50 people from this neighborhood.
I got a $5 to say you don't get a warrant.
Scotty, how you going to talk like this? Every American is crazy for his country. And they all want to join the civil defense. I'm going to get the 50. 100.
He's going to get 50, 100. Sounds like a one-man draft board.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Luigi, how you feel, huh? How do you ever stick to business, huh?
Well, it's not the good, not the bad, just the terrible. Mr. Pellegrino, you mind if I'm asking you something personal?
Don't bother to ask you, Luigi. I'm gonna tell you. These two front teeth, they're not mine, but everything else that comes with the face.
Mr. Pellegrino, I want to ask you something about your husband, Joe.
Huh? What about it, Joe?
You think he would want to join the civil defense?
Civil defense?
After the civil defense is to protect America in a case we get attacked. And I'm wondering if Joe's he's the one to help out.
Louis, If Eisenhower wants to Joe, tell him he shouldn't be lazy. He should come and ask to Joe himself.
Hello, Astra.
Hi, Luigi. Now, take an apple off the counter. He just came in. Beautiful Jonathan.
Oh, thank you. Astra, I'm coming to ask you something.
$5 enough?
No, it's not the... Isn't that the money, Astra? I'm coming to ask you to join the civil defense.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about that in the paper.
Well, you could be a black of water in the first aid of water in that plane to watch you. Or maybe you could help out to the police and the fire department.
Sure, I'll be glad to help.
Ah, it's so good.
If they assign a fruit warden to watch my store 12 hours a day.
You mean you're not going to join Astra?
Oh, it's not that I don't want to. It's just I ain't got the time, Louis.
Yeah, but how's about in the night time, Astra, after you close up at the store? What do you do then?
Well, Mrs. Ostro's a little nuts. She thinks I ought to spend at least 1 hour a day with her.
Oh. Well, good night, Astra.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to have one of them Jonathans, Luigi?
No, I'm going to find a Jonathan who's the one to help out this. Mamma mia, everybody I'm asking has got no time. Excuse me, mister, you got any time?
Yeah, it's 8:30.
No, I mean the time to help the civil defense.
Oh, very sorry, I'm busy.
That's what I always say, the busy.
But I really am.
Mamma mia, they all really am. Excuse me, lady.
Yes?
I'm getting volunteers for civil defense. Maybe you want to be black or warden or something like that?
Well, to be truthful, I'm
busy. Mister, maybe you...
Busy.
You said you want a life.
Busy.
I said...
Busy.
Well, you want a country.
Busy. Hey, what's that?
Come on, mommy. That's to the air raid, the practice air raid.
Hey, the street lights went out. What are we supposed to do? Where do we go?
I run in the doorway. Cover up, mister. I'm going to go up and help the mayor.
Hey, what's the happening here? Where's everybody running?
Now stop a pushing the people. Stop a pushing.
Where are we
going? It's a practice air raid. Now everybody's going to go into Pasquale's store. Lay down on the floor. Cover up for your face.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Pasquale, you run in the kitchen. Turn off for the gas, electric, and the water.
All right, Luigi. I'm going.
Hey, you, put out the light.
Okay.
Come on, Mamma mia, look ahead. There's still more people in the street. Hey, you people, get off of the street.
All right,
now I'm going to run back at the Pasquale for next time. Who am I? I'm hopping a call from running all over. Everybody all right in here?
Okay, Luigi, the electric and the water is turned off.
Yeah, it's about the gas, Pasquale. Turn that off.
But Luigi, that's going to ruin all of my meatballs.
Everybody do like I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Quiet, everybody, shut up, quiet. That's right. Now down on your stomach to cover up your face with your arms. Now I'm going to turn on the battery radio.
And everything is proceeding according to schedule. Clock warden, make sure everybody is off the street and make sure your airplane spotters are at their post. That is all.
Airplane spotters, mamma mia, I got nobody to help me out with that. I'm better run up on the roof and look to myself. There's a call in the back on the roof. Well, it's so fine, no airplanes. Hey, what's that up there? Mamma mia, it's look like a real Zeppelin. And it's coming closer to me. It's a getting closer.
It's me!
Rosa, get up. You fell on me.
Now, don't try to talk, Luigi.
Doctor says you gotta lay still until those are four broken ribs to heal up.
Luigi, how you feeling?
Not so good, Mr. Pellegrini.
Oh, it's nothing. My daughters have got a crush on him, that's all.
Luigi, when my Joe was here, what you did last night is he went down to join the civil defense.
I did. That's so wonderful.
He's got to learn first aid with advantages. And if he gets good enough, well, who knows? And maybe I'm going to let him get up every night to change it to twins.
Hey, look, it looks like we've got more customers.
Then, ho, it's the tea. Yes.
Hi, Luigi.
Oh, 18 people in the neighborhood signed up for civil defense work, including your truly.
Yeah, me too. I was right behind your friend Horowitz. You know, I got to figuring last night, Luigi, after that air raid drill. If nobody volunteers and the emergency comes up, we'll all be running around like a pack of wild animals.
Oh, it's going to be like crossing a Michigan Boulevard against the light.
Good evening, folks.
Oh, Mr. Flanagan.
The name is... Oh. How are you, Vasco?
Mamma mia. How are you coming to me? I'm a bit of maybe something wrong last night.
Look, Mr. Flanagan. What Luigi did last night was very good, even though he ain't was official.
Yeah, it was great. Mr. Vasco, I've heard all about the work you did, and I've come to swear you in your new position.
In the position?
Who?
Well, I'm going to be a plenty spider watcher. What a kind of person. What am I
going
to be?
Mr. Vasco, you're going to be the block captain.
Block captain? Mamma mia, how wonderful.
And officially, it's called the block warden. Now, you ready? Repeat this oath of allegiance after me. I do solemnly swear. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will defend and support the Constitution of the United States.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation.
And that I take this obligation free without any mental reservation.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Good. Please, wait, Mr. Flanagan. Yes. Before you finish, I've got to ask you one thing.
Well, sure. What is it?
Make my roasters say the same thing and pronounce them a man and a wife.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat to enjoy after meals. Chew a stick after your next meal and see how that lively spearmint flavor freshens your mouth. It sweetens your breath, too. And the chewing, as you know, aids your digestion. Chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum after meals has become a real American custom because millions of folks know that a stick of good gum tops off a meal just right. In fact, a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint tastes good anytime, and you can enjoy it just about anywhere. So keep a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum handy all the time. Enjoy it after meals, between meals, whenever you want a refreshing treat. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint next time you're at the store. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Ken Peters as Olson, Cal March as Mr. Flanagan, and Sarah Berner as Mrs. Pellegrino. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin, Mrs. Charles Lyons. This is the CBS Radio Network.